Hey anime friend, you're listening to the podcast version of this video. If you're a person who loves visuals, I suggest checking out the Anime Tea YouTube. That's also where you can leave your thoughts on the topics I talk about in this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Peace! State of romance anime has been getting weirder and weirder, from hundreds of harems and alternate dimensions to whatever the heck Dragonaut the Resonance is. Really, Crunchyroll? You put this under the romance category? Is this what we've come to now? Many of the tropes I'll mention today are unfortunately not new. Neither will they be limited to only one demographic, meaning no romance series, shonen, shoujo, or otherwise, is safe from today's persecution. The first tired trope of today's list, harassment and stalker behavior. Your stalker or your harasser is not your lover, sis. Or bro, or whoever is being stalked and harassed and then falling in love with the person who is harassing them, they are not your lover. They do not care about you. They do just want to bother the heck out of you. It's like that age-old saying where like kids play on the playground and like one of the kids bullies the other kid, and then people say like, oh, they're just doing that because they like you. Like, no, it's harassment. Stop bothering this kid. Stop pushing them. Stop making them cry. They don't like you. They just want to see you suffer. It's not okay. Let's start off with Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro, which features a girl and a boy named Miss Nagatoro. And I think the guy's name is just Senpai. They just call him Senpai. I haven't seen the series. I've only like watched a few seconds, and it's weird. Like, I don't know why people are so obsessed with the series. Like, I guess people like to see people being tortured to the point where they have to fall in love with a person, and I don't know why that is. Miss Nagatoro seems very, very annoying, and I would not want to be in the same school as her. Welcome anime friends, if you are new here, hi, my name is Phoenix, and I dive into the visual world of storytelling in anime and sometimes manga on a weekly, sometimes whenever the heck I feel like it basis. Today we're going to be exploring the sad, cringy, and sometimes depraved tropes that often plague lots of romance anime and manga series. Before we begin though, there is one rule you must follow. Make sure to grab your cup because it's time to spill the anime tea. Fun fact, I have been lying to y'all. Most of the time, this is just filled with water. And my giant Let's Stay Home mug is filled with lots more tea because I'm an addict. I'm a tea addict. A series that I actually have watched and that I had high hopes for, but unfortunately it failed me, in / Spectre, where basically the main character, Kotoko, is this bridge between the human and spirit world. I mean, that's a fairly cool setup just alone, like that whole dynamic. And on top of that, she solves mysteries between the human and spirit world and things like that. But the entire story is like plagued by this relationship between Kotoko and her crush, and they end up having to work together to solve mysteries because he has some kind of supernatural ability. It sucks because Kotoko essentially harasses him the whole time to marry her, and he doesn't want to. He has a girlfriend. He doesn't know who she is. He doesn't really like her, and it feels like so pushed and forced, and I kind of feel bad for the guy. Another one is Future Diary. Lots of people should know this one. It's kind of like a cult classic favorite of anime lovers. It's a death game, so these kids get cell phones that tell them the day they're gonna die, and they have to prevent their deaths by fighting the other people who could kill them, essentially. So these two characters, the first main character is Yuki Teru. He's kind of like not very memorable, but he has this stalker girl who's really obsessed with him named Yuno. And everyone knows Yuno because she's great. Not really, but she's well known because she's insane. And basically they end up being together because Yuki Teru realizes he can use Yuno to fight his battles for him because she doesn't care about her own life. She's reckless. She'll kill and attack people on behalf of him. She's like the perfect shield. Love of Kill, which I recently found out, I believe is a shoujo anime manga. It's basically a story about an assassin and a bounty hunter. The bounty hunter is hired to capture the assassin, and the assassin ends up falling in love with the bounty hunter. Why is it that the guy is so obsessed with her that he like stalks her, follows her? He's smart, so he's always several steps ahead of her. So she doesn't capture him, but he captures other people for her bounties and stalks her and forces her to go on a date with him and all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's funny because I remember reading in the comments when I watched the first episode, someone was like, you can't hate that their relationship is like built on harassment because they are literally assassins and murderers. And I don't agree. I still think it's a problem. I mean, the assassin murderers part is very just anime action, not realistic but the harassment in the relationships feels very realistic. So I think that we can call out BS when it's like the guy's overly harassing the girl. And another one, some shoujo fans may kill me for, but I thought I'd bring it up. Doesn't mean I have any less respect or love for the series. I just think that it's something that I forgot about and that some people forget about when talking about the series, which is Maid-sama follows Misaki and Isui, and Misaki is like a hard ass. She's in charge of the school essentially that she goes to, and Isui's like the laid back guy. But one day Isui stumbles upon Misaki coming out of a maid cafe, which she works at night to, you know, help pay for her bills, and threatens to blackmail her. And it gives a little bit stalker harassment behavior because of the blackmail. Like, the relationship ended up well, but he is a little bit possessive and like pushy as a character. It can feel a little bit much. Do a next trope, which is kind of dangerous if not handled correctly, and that is a big problem. Let's talk about age gaps in romance series. Your teacher, your mentor, or some random dude that you met off the street is not your love interest. They are not the love of your life. You are only 14. Like, you have your whole life set ahead of you. Don't fall for some person who has already had their entire life and is somehow, for some reason, interested in your teenage ass. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's suspicious. Don't do it. If a grown adult is courting a younger person, it's a problem because that's abuse. You have a power dynamic over this other person who has not fully developed, who has not really experienced life, and you are using it to coerce them into a relationship that only benefits you and can really harm them. So Koikibo, Too Sick to Call This Love is a more recent series that came out that's about a guy who is like a womanizer, but one day he meets this teenage girl who doesn't give him like any time, like she doesn't give him the time of day, and he becomes obsessed with her, stalks her, harasses her, you know, wants to be with this teenager. Literally, it gives itself away in the name of the title. It's too sick to call this love. It really is. It's sick. Like, just stop. Moving on to Marmalade Boy. Marmalade Boy is a classic shoujo romance series that I watched like as a kid with one of my friends a really, really long time ago. I actually have a Marmalade Boy shirt. I didn't wear it for today because I wanted to do pink because it's romance season. There is a relationship in Marmalade Boy, basically with Mickey's friend Mako and a teacher named Mr. Nomura, that is super problematic. And I was just recently reminded of this because I watched Basic Boy's video, the Age Gap Romantic Relationship Complex in Shoujo Anime, which is a very good video talking about several different examples of series that do the age gap romantic relationship very dangerously and terribly. I forgot all about this relationship between Mako and Mr. Nomura, and then I was reminded and I was like, oh crap, that is garbage. Like, that relationship was terrible. Yeah, Mako was basically being used by this teacher, and the teacher continued to court her and didn't say that anything was really wrong with the relationship. In terms of manga, there's some shoujo manga that I started to read because I was just trying to find shoujo manga to absorb and learn about, and one of them was Dengeki Daisy. Dengeki Daisy has a relationship between Teru, who is a 16-year-old girl, and Tasuku, who is an older guy who is tasked to take care of Teru, but actually has romantic feelings for her, even though he's 24, she's 16, and he works at the school as a janitor. So Takane and Hana has a huge age gap relationship with like a 16-year-old and 24. Granted, the guy doesn't know in the beginning of that series that Hana is only 16, because the whole entire setup is that Hana goes on a date with him in place of her sister, who is trying to look for prospects for marriage for their company to keep their company alive. And then Hana goes in her place and then ends up catching the eye of Takane, and they end up hanging out. And then Takane learns about Hana's real age and continues to be with her anyway. So that's the problem. That's the main issue. I had this manga in the background of my Bishonen video, and I know people are gonna look at me funny if they're watching this video and that video and they're like, wait, you don't like age gap romantic relationships, but you had that manga in the back of your video? And I didn't read it before putting it in the back of my video, which is my fault. An age gap relationship that really broke me, particularly because it's a series near and dear to my heart, is Fruits Basket, The Prelude. I finally just watched it the other day, and I was upset that Kyoko and Toru's dad, Katsuya, their relationship, but essentially spoilers if you have not seen Fruits Basket, The Prelude, it's on Crunchyroll now, it's available to watch. Kyoko was only like 13, 14 years old when she met Katsuya, Toru's dad, he took her out of school, even though he was a student teacher, he in his 20s, hanging out with her, being around her all the time. And it's sad because I love Fruits Basket. I love Kyo and Toru's relationship, which is really wholesome and great. And I love that in the movie, they did such a good job of like talking about being needed by people and loss and depression and like, you know, forgetting other people are there, but because depression literally takes over your entire brain and functions and like literally ruins your life and makes you forget that there's people who rely on and need you. A really complex thing to tackle, but I think that it handled it fairly well. But on top of that is the entire relationship between Kyoko and Tatsuya, which is kind of problematic because he doesn't even give her time to like really grow up or grow into herself. He's just constantly around her and then ends up taking her in and marrying her. Fruits Basket also does this thing where they address the weirdness of age gaps and relationships with characters, like with Uo and the rooster in the original series. They continue to do it anyway, so it's like, why address it if you're gonna do it anyway? Let's move on to the next trope that many fans are familiar with and they probably despise, you should despise. If you don't despise this trope, we're gonna have a problem. Like, there's gonna be a problem. The romantic interests become, or already are, related. Like, for the love of all things holy, please stop creating series where the romantic interests either are already related or become related, like step-siblings, because it's weird. It needs to stop. It's just, it shouldn't have to be said, stop doing this. Why do people watch this? Why do people keep watching this? Why is this trope that continues to persist? Too many examples. I can probably put a bunch of them up on here. But a couple of ones that I'm gonna break or talk about for real quick are My Stepmom's Daughter is My Ex. I have not watched a single ounce of, but for some reason, when the season came out, Crunchyroll kept recommending this to me and I was so upset. Like, I don't want to watch it. Why every time I go to the homepage of Crunchyroll, this series pops up? Every single time, for weeks on end, I didn't want to see it. Oriemo is terrible. I don't even need to talk about it. I won't talk about it. You should know how terrible Oriemo already is. There's another one. Oh, Eromanga Sensei. No, Eromanga Sensei, no. Domestic Girlfriend, the hot trash that everyone can't stop watching. The dumpster fire that everyone can't look away from at one point. The opening song is a banger. It's amazing. I have it on repeat. It is in my anime playlist. The actual show is garbage. I watched the first episode and I knew it was gonna be some mess. Basically follows this guy who, he sleeps with this girl one night. The next day he finds out that his dad married someone without him knowing and it ends up being the girl that he slept with. And his huge crush, which ends up being his teacher, who is several years older than him. They all end up living in the same house and shenanigans ensue. Lots of shenanigans. And like I said, shoujo series are not, they're not spared. They also do this. Vampire Knight, if you have not seen Vampire Knight, spoiler alert, even though it's been many, many years. Towards the end of Vampire Knight, we find out that one of the love interests is actually related to the main character and they want to marry her and have children because they want to continue the bloodline of their family, I guess. Brother's Conflict is about a girl whose dad marries into this family that has 13 stepbrothers, who most of which are in love with the main character. Why does this girl have to choose between her stepbrothers? There's other people out there. And Marmalade Boy, another spoiler for Marmalade Boy. I'm bringing it up again. There is one part in Marmalade Boy where Miki and Yu think that they are related. And then they were like, well, I guess we're gonna stay together anyway because nothing can break us apart, even if we're related. Luckily, they don't end up being related, but still just the fact that they had to bring that up in the first place, it didn't make any sense. It really didn't need to be a plot point. But I guess they wanted drama, so. Yeah, that and Up on Poppy Hill, I think, which is a Ghibli movie, actually, surprisingly. Anyway, many good, notable, and popular story setups, fairly popular story setups in other mediums, kind of get ignored in terms of anime and manga for these tropes that are redundant, but people seem to like. But it's weird because do people like them because they like those types of tropes, or do they like them because that's all they continue to see? It could also be that the places that people are watching things or what gets promoted online and social media and stuff is doesn't tend to be these series. It tends to be the more outlandish, crazy series that, you know, it's easier to talk about because they're crazy rather than the actual good series that kind of get left behind or not as promoted because they don't make as much of an impact. So I suggest just going through every season if you love anime and love watching season seasonal anime like I do, just going through, finding series that you think that you would like, especially romance series, giving them a try, talking about them, promoting them so that people, you know, learn more about them and maybe want to watch them. If there are any other romance anime tropes that you'd like to throw under the bus, feel free to do that in the comments below. Let's talk about it. I want to throw more under the bus. Might make a second video about it. So if you put yours down there, maybe I'll look at it and put it in the next video. On random personal notes, I am back home. This is my home base. I miss the setup very much. I missed all my anime gear and merchandise and things and my desk setup. It's really nice and aesthetically pleasing in the background right now. I was temporarily in another location for a couple months, which is why I had that blue background. Thank you guys so much for watching. Oh, if you're looking forward to me breaking down more romantic anime shows, series, manga, then I suggest you subscribe. Check out one of the other videos that pops up here, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.